Sense Hotline is 888-900-9966. 888-900-9966. New York, you need to build me a nice screen. 888-900-9966, the Common Sense Hotline, and we go to it from time to time, allowing you to join the conversation, which I encourage you to do. Which I encourage you to do from time to time. Now is one of those times. Mark is checking in from Marquette, Michigan. And Mark Morning. Says he's not offended by me, which is too bad, Mark. I'm going to have to work harder. I'm just kidding. Mark, how are you?
Good. It's Mike, actually. It's nice to have you back on the air in Marquette. You were off for a while.
Oh, I've been off most of my life. But, yes, thank you for that.
And, yeah, I'm Jewish. And the saying of Merry Christmas to me, or me saying it to my friends who are Christians, in no way offends me. I live in a Christian society, and I certainly help celebrate with my Christian friends their holiday. And of course, Jesus is looked at least as a prophet in the Jewish religion. So why would somebody be offended by that? My friends
don't
say Happy Hanukkah to me this year. The two holidays do directly coincide, and we share each other's holidays. There's nothing offensive about that at all.
Don't you think, Mike, the people are out there, looking, it's like some of these people on the left want to get up and they're looking, how am I going to be a victim today? How am I going to be offended today? That's got to take a lot of focus. Don't you think?
Well, yeah, it can consume you. If you want to be a victim, you certainly can find something to be a victim every moment of every day.
Yeah, I can tell you that. Let me ask one more thing before I let you run here today. You're in Marquette. Is it going to be a white Christmas this year?
It already is. There's about 3 feet of snow on the ground right now.
Yeah, I was just being smart. I knew that. You guys have been getting pounded early and often already, haven't you?
Yeah, but, if you don't like it, there's no sense in living up here. Yeah.
Good place to be. Mike, thank you for checking in. Thank you for listening, and thank you for stopping in. Mike is checking in from Marquette, Michigan, listening up there in the great white north. 3 feet of snow on the ground already. And you know what? Merry Christmas. If you're offended by that, if you're offended by the traditions of this country, too bad. All the nonsense about Thanksgiving being about, it's about the destruction of indigenous people. No, it's not. It's about me celebrating what a great country it is, what a great family I have, and how lucky I am to be here. That's what it's about. Christmas is about celebrating who I am and my Christian heritage. And if you're offended by that, I don't care. Merry Christmas anyway. You can't bust my mood because you're sour and you need to be a victim and you're fueled by some irrational anger based and rooted in nothing at all. Nothing at all. All right. Now that I'm getting back on track. All right, so a quick preview if you missed it so far in the program. Jerry Nadler will be commencing a hearing today that'll have four constitutional scholars, allegedly, to discuss and explain to you dolts, why impeachment is a must. Because you clearly are not smart enough to get it on your own. You must have explained to you how what Donald Trump did on a phone call with Ukraine is an impeachable offense, which, of course, it is not. But the Democrats are so hell-bent on getting something done with impeachment that they're going to now have somebody explain to you what impeachment means. Among those, Pamela Karlan, strident, unapologetic liberal professor who has donated to Elizabeth Warren's campaign and Hillary Clinton's campaign and has been supporting impeachment for more than 2 years. Noah Feldman, who wrote in March of 17 that a tweet by the president was impeachable. In April of 17, that criticism of the media was impeachable. In September of 17, there was evidence of collusion. In January of 18, it was impeachable to have new standards at the southern border. These are the people that are going to tell you why impeachment is legal and required at this point. There's another guy, Michael Gerhardt, also a fervent anti-Trump individual. All of these people, the only person up there that'll be sensible will be Jonathan Turley. Turley, a Democrat, liberal Democrat himself from George Washington University, but a guy who's honest about it. So there's not an impeachable offense here. There's not. It's not there. Unless, and here's the other evidence for it. you have Democrats that are leaving the ship saying, no, we can't be party to this. You have not a single Democrat, not a single Democrat that has been able to articulate what's impeachable, and not one single Republican has supported the effort. And so it's not bipartisan at all. In fact, it's strictly partisan. And in fact, from what we're hearing from people like Congressman Van Drew of New Jersey and others, there could be some that jump ship to say, you know what, I can't vote for this nonsense. The 300-page report is nothing more than a long, opinionated blog report. There's no factual basis in this. Go read it. 300 pages. Bore yourself to tears. If you can't sleep tonight, get the report from the Democrats. Go ahead and read it. The bottom line is, today will be just another show trial, like any other third world banana republic. It's a show trial in an effort to bring down the president of the United States because they can't believe they lost. And all this time later, they don't like him, and they don't like his policies. They don't like the fact that he wants more work requirements to have food stamps. They don't like the fact that he wants to actually have a border to control those that come in and out of the country. They don't like the fact that he doesn't think it's appropriate to have an abortion up to the moment of birth. They don't like the fact that he's cut taxes for ordinary Americans. They don't like the fact that the economy is doing as well as it is. All true. All true. Let's get the Democrats back in charge. Maybe we can get unemployment back to where it belongs, 8 or 10%. We can get interest rates up where they belong, 8 or 10%. We can get the GDP where it belongs, less than 1%. Let's get the Democrats back in charge and make these things happen as soon as possible. Who's with me? How about we just take a break and I'll take my medicine and you take yours, and we'll meet back here in a couple of minutes. All right? It's the Steve Gruber Show.
Seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Every week at Ellie's Place, peer support groups help hundreds of children and teens learn to cope and begin to heal after the death of a parent, sibling, or someone close to them.
It just made me feel like I wasn't the only one going through this.
1 in 12 children in Michigan will experience the death of a parent or sibling before the age of 18. At Ellie's Place, children interact with peers who've suffered a similar loss and express their emotions in a secure and empowering environment. Learn more at elliesplace.org.